Okay. Now we got to the chapter in Perikid Aleph that deals with Achia Shiloini being Mamlech Yehovam Benavot. So I'm going to try to go into a little bit what we learn from this initial phase of Achia Shiloini giving this over to Yehovam Benavot. There's several things we have to understand. We're going to learn now about Yehovam Benavot. He was a tremendous Rosha. At the end of the day, tremendous Rosha. And he was Machshel Klal Yisrael with Igle Zov. He was Machshel Klal Yisrael in Avodah Zorah-like behavior. And terrible things. Yehovam Benavot goes down in history as one of the most tragic figures, Klal Yisrael. But I'm going to show you a contrast, like a spirit, in who he was. On the one hand, you'll find Chazal tell us he was tremendous. Yehovam Benavot, from the Gedolei Gedolim, on the one hand. On the other hand, he was a true, it's not failure, it's not, failure doesn't adequately describe the disaster that came from him. So let's just read what happens here. Pasuk says, Vayhi ba'is ahi, this is in Pasuk Choftes, V'yirovam yoytzim Yerushalayim. And it says as follows, Vayimtso yisoy achi ha'shiloini ba'derech, strange thing. He was being covered in this new suit, this new garment. So Chazal come and tell us, Achi HaShiloini was the God Lado. He was the Novi. So Chazal tells us as follows. What's the Simlo Chadosha? Omer Rav Nachman, Simlo Chadosha, Im Bo Yishum Doifi, after Yerosoi Shal Yerovim Benavot, Loi Hoyo Boshim Doifi. Here it is. Chazal saying that the Novi is telling us that the Torah of Yerovim Benavot was to perfection. There was no falsehood in it. It was mamish perfect. The Torah of Yerovim Benavot was perfect. That's opinion number one. Number two, Tavaracha Suma Chadosha. They said Torah over there between Yerovam Benavot and Achia, Torah that was never heard before. Unbelievable level Torah. It's the second opinion. And then it says, Ushneim Levadim Basode, Amrav Yud Amarav, Kol Tamei Torah Megulim Lohem Kasam. First of all, you see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's comparing Yerovam Benavot and Achi HaShiloini. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. That's unbelievable. To be put in the same sentence with Achi HaShiloini. Achi HaShiloini tells him, Vayomer LeYerovam, Koyomer Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hini Koyra Mamlocha Miyad Shloimai. I'm taking the kingdom away from Shloimai. V'nosati Lecho Es Aseres HaShvat. And I'm giving it to you. You're getting it. Neir v'oyim. So you go back a little bit to see, is there any, where's Yehovam Benavot coming from? Where's he going? And what happened to him? What happened to him? So we start where he's going. It says, V'zeh ha'dover ha'sheherim yad ba'melech. It says that Yehovam Benavot, who was a son of an almona, who was a slave for Shlomo HaMelech, Heirim Yad BaMelech. He lifted up his hand to the king. Sounds negative. But Chazal tells us this was positive. When Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, he actually had to make certain changes to the structure of Yerushalayim. He didn't have to, but he decided to. And the Navi wasn't very happy. The Baruch Hashem wasn't very happy with these changes. He had to close some of the entrances to Yerushalayim. And over there he built an edifice for Bas Parai. That's what he did. So Yerovam ben Nevat saw this. He felt it was wrong. And he gave Shlomo HaMelech Musa. He gave him Musa. He rebuked him. And the Chazal tell us, Omar Ab Yechana, the same Gemara in Sanhedrin. Neima zocho Yerovam l'malchus. Yerovam obviously had a lot of good. How was he zoche? Chazal say, Mibnei shoichiach Shlomo. Because he stood up to Shlomo HaMelech. He stood up. He told him, what are you doing? He told him as follows. Avicha poratz pilzeis b'choyim k'dei shi'alu Yisrael l'regel. Your father opened up entrances to Yerushalayim to encourage people to come to B'yei L'regel. And you closed them. You made something for Bas Parai. And you closed those areas that your father opened up. That's the Musar he gave. Say Chazal. So very nice. So what did he do wrong? M'nei manenash. M'nei sheichichoy b'rabin. Hear what's going on? Because he did it publicly. He should have given the rebuke in private. He gave the rebuke public. This Chazal is mamish m'rafisik. The first part of the Chazal, I think, is very clear and very easy to understand. First part of Chazal are telling us, Yerovam ben Nevat had what it took to be a king. Why? Because to be a king, you have to have gvurah. You have to have strength. You have to be able to stand up. One of the reasons why Shaul HaMelech lost the kingdom is because he was Yoreis Yisom. He's afraid of the people. If you remember, we discussed this parichas in Sefer Shmuel, that Shaul HaMelech didn't have the strength to be a king. You have to be able to stand up against the people. You can't just say what they want to hear. Chazal say a leader has to be sanile. They have to hate him a little bit. They have to not be happy with everything he tells them. If everybody's happy with everything you're telling them, it's not very good. You're not doing any leadership. You're a fan club. A leader has to be able to stand up against the people. Now, to stand up against Shlomo HaMelech, Mistami, there were other people, other Talmidei Chachamim, that saw what Shlomo HaMelech did and they went, it's not good. Not good. Closing up Yerushalayim somewhat, building an edifice for Bas Parai, no good. Yerovam ben Nevat wasn't the first gone to come up with the fact that this wasn't good. But you know Shlomo HaMelech was. Chochom mikol odom asher apnei adam. The wisest of men. He knows everything. Sichas chayzayif is v'dogim. He knows gashmias, he knows ruchnias, he knows everything. That's as far as his brain, his intellect. And then his power. He's a global king. Global king. So you're talking about a man beyond approach. How do you go with a man like that? You tell him, I think maybe, hello, don't think and don't maybe me. I'm King Solomon. Don't pleple to me. It was a pachat pchadim to go over to Shlomo HaMelech. I once went with a Talmud of mine to Rav Eliashiv Shir. And the Talmud had a kasha on something Rav Eliashiv said. So after the Shir, I told him, go ask him. I said, you have a good kasha. Ask him the kasha. I said, I guarantee you, your kasha is a good kasha. Finally, I said, listen, not only that, I guarantee you, he won't give you an answer on the spot. He's going to have to think about it. Finally, then, he had the guts to go. And Taka Baruch Hashem, he didn't give him a doubt on the spot. Because then I would have been in trouble. He had a mamash and gesundheit. That's a chavul yashiv. Chavul yashiv. I'm scared to go. So to go over to Shlomo HaMelech, to give him Musa, who would have the guts, even if you know it's the right thing, So that's what the Gemara is telling us in Sanhedrin. Mnei ma zocho li Yerovam l'malchus. Mnei sheichich ishlo. He saw something that was wrong. And he got up, he stood up, and he said, it's wrong. That's a big thing. In life, people always back off when it's an uncomfortable situation. People I find generally give musar to people that they want to put down anyway. The musar is just the, you know, it's the way out. Oh, I could finally get you. You're the guy I wanted to get anyway. I've been waiting to get you. Baruch Hashem, now I have some musar to give you. Give you the musar. Right? It's a therapeutic way to get back at somebody. But taka to go to somebody and it's uncomfortable, it's difficult to give musar, it's not easy. It's not easy. You have to even give your Rebbe musar. Elamai, you give your Rebbe musar. You don't tell him the way you tell somebody else. You have to say it in a lashon question. You have to act as though you're not sure. But you have to point out to your Rebbe also. If your Rebbe does an avla, or your Rebbe does something you think is connected to the Torah, you have to mire, you have to tell him, you know, Rebbe, I think maybe, respectfully, you're supposed to do it. But to go to Shlomo HaMelech, tell him, that's... But then Chazal say, and why Taka didn't get the Melucha? Why did he fall at the end? So that means the way Chazal see it, the whole Yerovam ben Nevat explosion. This was a nuclear explosion. Yerovam ben Nevat was a nuclear explosion. He got totally destroyed. He was a chaytiyu machli yisraham. He got destroyed. He destroyed the whole generation. He is the worst. Because he gave Musa publicly? He did a good thing. Okay, so he made a shtickle mistake. Okay, that's it. Everything blew up from that. He made a mistake. Mistake of judgment. Okay. He got a good thing. He picked on a good battle. He was right, number one. Number two, he took the guts to do it. He gathered himself together to do the right thing. And then he did it in public. Okay, so he should have been more careful. That's it. Now he's finished. If he got a patch for it, I understand. Achi Shalani calls him over and says, listen, bad boy, shouldn't have done it that way. Here's a flask. It wasn't a flask. He was destroyed forever. So he made a mistake. Okay, he made a mistake. People make mistakes. The best of men make mistakes. What's so terrible? Obviously, we see from Chazal that this public rebuke was a contradiction with the whole, everything that was supposed to be from Yerovam ben Nevat. The public rebuke, that destroyed everything. We often point out in Parshas Vayigash, Amor de Chazal, that Yosef was the opposite. Yosef HaTzadik was giving Musa to his brothers. You remember what we pointed out? He's giving Musa to his brothers for selling him into slavery. And Yosef Ha'ido Vichol. And immediately right after that, what does he say? Goishu, come close to me. And the whole Musa of Yosef HaTzadik was Ani Yosef Ha'ido Vichol. That was his whole Musa. You know what that is? Your brothers sold you into slavery. They tried to kill you. And now you're the king and you could finally give it back to them with one pasuk. Today, such a thing? You need 6 years in therapy for the person to talk to you. And then if the therapist, the psychologist, psychiatrist, after the team, the whole hospital is involved for 6 years, then efshir. David HaMelech, Yosef HaTzadik, one pasuk. He's already calling them closer. And so Rashi says, he saw when he said, Ani Yosef, he was giving them a little musa, right? You weren't thinking about my father then. He saw they started backing off. They started getting uncomfortable. He said, I see my brothers are getting embarrassed. Immediately, immediately, you know what Rashi is telling us, the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik? As he's giving Musa, to brothers who tried to kill him, sell him into slavery. He gives him one pasuk. He says four words, five words. That's it. He's already being makar of them. He sees they're getting embarrassed. So I said, if you look in the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yena, you see exactly what happened. The Rambam says that when you give Musa, you make a person uncomfortable when you give Musa. But the Rambam says you're not allowed to be machlim the person. You're not allowed to embarrass the person to the level of chlima. Whenever you give somebody Musa, you go, hey, you know, you got to machazik yourself. God gets a little uncomfortable. But chlima is when your face starts changing colors. That you're not allowed to do. Yosef HaTzadik, when he was giving Musa to his brothers for a couple of words, he was thinking about the Rambam. Now I see my brothers on chlima. He stopped. That's a godless. Godless Adam. The opposite of Yeravam ben Nevat. But here's the punchline I want to tell you, and I think this is critical to understand. There are different kinds of moments in life where we have to do different things. Like Shlomo HaMelech says, Eis l'smoyach, Eis l'fkois. There's moments for everything in life. Sometimes it's Eis l'karev, after makarev. Sometimes it's time to give rebuke. Not makarev, you have to give rebuke. There's a very big difference between these different moments in life. Why? Sometimes you do something which inherently is good for you. To be makar of another yid, that's good for you. So whether you're doing it lishma, you're doing it shaloi lishma, you're doing a good thing. Even if you're not doing it for the right reason. You're not doing it for the right reason. I'm being makar of Harav Bo Plum Shlite, because I heard he's working on a whole workout center in the yeshiva, and I figure I'll get maybe a free membership for the year. So come on, let's be friends, let's be buddies, but really it's, my mind is somewhere else. Yeah. That's not so bad. Of course it's better to be makar of somebody because you just, for good reasons. But you're engaged in positive behavior. Even shalai lishma. But sometimes in life there are moments we have to do something which inherently is not good. Right? It's not a good action. But if you're doing l'shem shamayim, it's good. So if somebody is working on a bezin and another Jew is chayv misa and you have to give him misa, what could you do? Vitzilu Heida, Bezna has to try, they work. We learned in Makkos. Yeah. Try to save the guy's life. If it doesn't work, you gotta kill the guy. You gotta kill the guy. Chayv misa. Over there, if you do it Shaloi Lishma, you're bringing out your Ritzicha. Because there you're doing something which is bad. It can only be something which is a mitzvah if you're doing it Lishma. If you're not doing Lishma, you're doing something terrible. It's atrocious. If I'm talking nicely about another Jew, it's really Shaloi Lishma. Talking nicely about him because I want to get a favor out of him. Right? I'm talking nicely about him because he's my chavrus, and I think if I talk nice about him, it looks good about me. That guy who I learned with morning said he's my mishat nilui. Why do I say it? Not because I'm trying to talk nice about him. I'm trying to talk nice about me. If he's my morning, said chavrus. My Rebbe said that he's my mishat nilui niflani, and he gave him to me as a chavrus. That's very good. Because that means anyway. I'm also a healer. Yeah. But then you could go ahead and say, you see that guy? He's a mushchis. That's Lashon Hara. Could be a time where you're allowed to say it. Even when you're allowed to say it, says the Chofetz Chaim, you have to be saying it l'shma. Why? Because now you're engaged in behavior which is not good, unless it's l'shma. If it's if you're doing it for the wrong reason, now it becomes destructive. You understand? Rebuke is one such a thing. Rebuke is when you're going to another yid and you're telling him that he did something wrong. In a sense, you're putting him down. You're going to another Jew, you're putting him down. Right? You're not acting properly, you're not davening properly, you're not talking properly, you're putting down another Jew. To put down another Jew, it's got to be lishma. If it's not lishma, it's destructive. If it's not lishma, it's destructive behavior. That's the point. And Yosef HaTzadik knew that. And while he was giving his brothers Musar, he was thinking only lishma. That's how he was able to stop in middle. Say, 1 second. It's getting too far here. Stop. Right? Because he was doing it lishma. When Yeravam ben Nevat found something that Shlomo HaMelech did wrong, that was good. The fact that he gathered the guts to tell him was also good. The Gemara says that's why he was Zeichel HaMalchus. Good. But once he did it in public, he was abusing this mitzvah of Teichacha, and now it was destructive. A king is somebody who has tremendous power that could be used positively. But power is a terrible thing. If you use it for yourself, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. So this was a steerer with the whole Malchus of Yerav Ben Avot. It was a good thing, like Chazal tell us. He saw something Shlomo HaMelech did wrong. What's the irony of the whole thing? What was Yerav Ben Avot himself nechshelin? Stopping the Yidden from going to the other regal. That shows you that he missed the boat. What was the irony of the whole thing? What was his musa to Shlomo HaMelech? You're closing down the doors, people can. There's no easy access. Yeah? Easy access, right? Wise guy. What did you do when you became king? You made it under the penalty of death not to be a Lehek. You have men of what? That's Pshat. Shalei Lishma. And this is, I'm telling you, something you should always remember. Because you're going to have a lot of these kind of mitzvahs to do in life. When it's a mitzvah which is inherently a positive thing, makar v'yid, say something nice about him, do something, then you don't have to worry so much, lishma, not lishma, nishkefrela. But if you ever have to do something that's not inherently positive, then if it's not lishma, it's destructive. Teichacha shalei lishma is destructive. Because you're doing something negative for a negative reason. And then it's destructive. And that's the point. And once Yeravam ben Nevat had this, he was at a fork now. He was a precious drachim. He could have become a real melech. He could have taken all of his kleches and used it for the tzibur. Instead it was himself. He was there for himself. And that's why he rebuked him publicly. Because that was his way of publicly putting himself above Shlomo HaMelech. By Yoram Yad Bamelech. And that's ultimately what his downfall was. That was his downfall. And that's something you have to always remember. If you're not being engaged in a positive thing, it better be lishma. If it's not lishma, skip it. That's why I want you to know, I say halacha l'maaseh, hilchos lashon hara. I tell people, if somebody gets you information about somebody, first you have to know, in halacha and hilchos lashon hara, if you're allowed to say such a thing. Okay, so if it's negiah to a shidduch, you're allowed to say certain things. But then I say, if it's somebody who you dislike, and you're happy to say something negative about him, you're not allowed to say it, even though it's for a tachlis. So people ask me, so what should they do? Say, you know what? Get the information from somebody else. I'm a shtickle negiah b'davar amen. Get the information from somebody else. You shouldn't be that carbon. You shouldn't be the one to do it. Because if you're doing something negative, it better be lishma. It better be lishma. I once had a different spin on what Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said by Irani Dachas. It says, "V'nos al nocharachamim." If the Bezdin kills out the whole city, Anoshim Noshim Vataf, it says Hashem will have rachamim. V'nos al, will give you rachamim. So Rav Shach said, because when you go ahead and you kill out a whole city of people, men, women, children, you can have a bad hashpah. V'nos al nocharachamim. You get a bracha that Hashem will make sure it doesn't hurt you. I once tied it. That's Rav Shach's word afterwards. I tied it. The only way you'd be involved in the Irani Dachas is if Hashem gave you Midas HaRachamim. If you by nature are comfortable being involved in the Irani Dachas, it's not for you. Irani Dachas has to be only somebody who's full of Rachamim. He's talking of doing it under duress. But somebody who can kill somebody with ease shouldn't be killing people, even when you're mechuyev to kill them. And that's the nekuda that we have to take from it. Okay.